This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I would like to share with you this morning a Dvar Torah from the Holy Sefer Ben La'ashri from the Tzaddik of Ranana, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman, who writes that anyone who says over his Dvar Torah, he will be Melitz for them, he will be Mispalo for them. I would like to dedicate this Dvar Torah, the Zechus Refuah Shleima, to Yaakov Mordechai Ben Miriam, who's having surgery this morning. So it's interesting. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Tezayin of Ayishlach Vayasha Bayimahu Esav Ladarkoi Seira. Esav returns on that day to Seir. He continues on his path. Rashi's bothered. Wait a second. What happened to the 400 men that were with Esav? Esav was coming with 400 men. So it should say Esav and his men returned to Seir. What happened to the 400 men? Rashi points out they slipped away. They disappeared, and they were rewarded ultimately in the times of David that 400 B'nai Esav remained. In the immediate aftermath, it says, Yaakov comes Shalem to the city of Shechem, Vayichan es P'nai Ha'ir, which the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Amid Bei says, Matbea Tikein Lohem. He minted coins. What exactly is the juxtaposition of Esav returning back to Seir without his 400 men and Yaakov Avinu minting coins? Says the Tzaddik of Ranana, in this world there's a concept, Ze l'uma ze asolekim. God creates forces of Toma and forces of Kedusha corresponding to that. In other words, there's always an equilibrium, there's always a balance of power, so to speak, between the Koyach HaRa and the Koyach HaTov. There's always equal footing for both positions to allow for a free choice. So we know in the world of Ra, in the realm of Ra, there is a koyach of Dalet Meois, 400. 400 is the koyach of Ra. The last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Tav, is equal numerically to 400. Ephraim is gematria 400. Ayin Ra is gematria 400. And Esav, of course, has 400 men. But Zeh l'uma zeh asa lekim, there is a koyach of Kedusha of Dalet Meois Shekel Kesef, which is what Avram Avinu used to purchase the holy plot of the Maaret HaMachpelah. When Esav HaRasha loses his Koyach HaTumah, Yaakov completely vanquishes Esav. He destroys his Malach, he overcomes his Malach, he defeats Esav in his personal encounter, and Esav loses the Koyach HaTumah of 400 men. Memela, Yaakov Avinu's Koyach HaKedusha is strengthened, and Yaakov Avinu is Zoyche, that the Bechina of Dalet Meois Shekel Kesef was B'Toikvai in its full glory. And therefore, when we say Yaakov Avinu was able to mint coins, that the deeper meaning of that is Matbea Tikin Lohem, meaning Niskabel Tivoi Ba'olam. His image, his opinion, his worldview became accepted in the world. Now that Esav's Koyach HaTumah dissipated and disappeared, now the force of Yaakov Avinu, of Kedusha, of Dalet Meois Shekel Kesef, was able to be promulgated and was able to be promoted in the world. So it's the decrease and dissipation of the Dalet Meois of Esav and Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, and now the Matbea of Yaakov Avinu is prominent in the world. That is the juxtaposition of the disappearance of the 400 men of Esav and the minting of the coin, so to speak, of Yaakov Avinu in the immediate aftermath. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.